You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last year, a survey of more than 11,000 Michigan teachers revealed a lot of them are unhappy with some aspects of their job. Michigan's two biggest teachers unions conducted this survey. Stateside recently talked to two teachers in California who used to live and teach in Michigan. And we asked them to reflect on some of the challenges they felt when they were educators in our state. And we're asking Jeff Bull to respond to some of the comments, giving us more insight as to why so many teachers feel frustrated in Michigan. Jeff Bull is the principal of Lakeview High School in Battle Creek, and pleasure to welcome you back to Stateside, Jeff.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Cindy.
So, Jeff, the two former Michigan teachers that we talked with are a married couple, Julia and Rod Satterthwaite. Julia now teaches English and journalism at Monta Vista High School in California. She taught for 11 years at Rochester High School in Rochester Hills, Michigan. And then Rod teaches sports literature and journalism at Palo Alto High School in California. And he taught for 28 years in Michigan, most recently at Grosse Pointe South High School. Now, first off, we get a sense. Rod says he feels that people don't really understand or value what teachers do.
You know, when you would talk to people who don't understand teachers or didn't have kids in school, they would say, gosh, yeah, education in this state just sucks. Like, how come you guys can't do this better? Man, you get your summers off. How lucky you are. So there'd be all these negative comments about the job.
So how does apathy towards teachers influence the quality of education that our kids are getting?
That lack of understanding, I would say, has always had for teachers a tremendous negative impact. Teaching is just such an important profession, you know. I mean, teachers truly impact the future of our society and our world every day. Good teachers are supermen and superwomen, and they really are underappreciated because most people don't really understand how difficult the job is and what makes it difficult. Good teachers have to fully engage their heads and their hearts in what they do. They have to connect what's going on in their heads with what's going on in the heads of their students, and they have to connect emotionally, heart to heart, with the students that they have. And that can be, you know, super taxing. Really, it's interesting in education because everyone's been in a school. They feel like they know what teaching is like. But preparing for teaching and managing a classroom, it can really be very, very difficult. Imagine having to keep 25 to 30 kids intellectually engaged hour after hour when you know they're all bringing different levels of skills and knowledge and interests, and you're trying to make sure that you reach them all. And that can be really exhilarating and satisfying work, but it's tiring. And that intellectual part of teaching is really almost the easy part, because connecting with students, connecting with that many students, creating the strong emotional bonds that we know accelerate student learning, that is taxing as well. And our teachers work very hard to make sure that they've got the types of supportive, positive connections with all of their students so that students can learn as well as possible. And that in itself is exhausting. And it's really something that people who have never tried to orchestrate the activities in a classroom can truly understand.
Julia and Rod both mentioned that in Michigan, preparing for teacher evaluations took a lot of time, and Rod says he doesn't think any of it helped him improve.
It seemed very wasteful for me. Not one iota of it ever helped me become a better teacher, and I think that was maybe one of the most frustrating parts.
Have teacher evaluations led to any improvements in the quality of education kids are getting in Michigan, in your view?
Yes. Historically, evaluation has not always been done in ways that are helpful to improving teachers' growth in ways that are formative. The systems have become much more rigorous. Honestly, the systems that we had for evaluating teachers when I started as an administrator 14, 16 years ago were kind of a joke. And I can tell you that when I was using those evaluation systems, I had many teachers tell me, you know, this is the first time I've had a conversation in my 25 years of teaching around an evaluation that was helpful to my learning. So I do know that many teachers have not felt historically that evaluation processes are helpful to them. The more stringent, more rigorous evaluation processes that the state has approved for use now can create some stress. I mean, it is stressful to have your practice scrutinized that closely, but I can tell you that we're working on how to make that stress as little as possible and also make the experience as productive as possible. And I'm a firm believer that the process that we use here in Lakeview, which is the Charlotte Danielson method, one of the state-approved methods, has helped us improve the overall quality of what we're able to do for students in the classroom. So is it stressful? Yes. Can it be done poorly? Absolutely. Anything can be done poorly and can be ineffective. I don't believe, though, that that's the case across the board.
If you've just joined us, we're talking about the frustrations that Michigan teachers are having at work as we talk with Jeff Bohl, who's principal of Lakeview High School in Battle Creek. And we're going over some comments from two former Michigan teachers, a married couple, Julia and Rod Satterthwaite, who are both now out of Michigan and teaching at high schools in California. Let's move over to the issue of pay. Julia said partway through her teaching career in Michigan, she stopped seeing wages grow even as class sizes in her district got bigger.
Basically, we were seeing a decrease in take-home pay over time and an increase in students in the classroom.
Yeah, so why are some districts in this position where they're paying teachers less and increasing the workload by putting more students in the classrooms?
You know, that varies district to district. I can tell you that that is a tremendous problem. There are many districts in Michigan, because of the downturn in the economy, because of the shifts in our economy, that have not been able to give steps to their teachers. Many people might not know that teachers' contracts usually include an increase by year up until, you know, a certain number of years of experience. And teachers in some districts have not gotten any raises, you know, in 4, 5, 6 years, no change in their pay at all. And then you add on top of that increased health insurance and retirement costs, and take home has decreased over that time for some teachers. And that is problematic. I mean, what it boils down to is that our society, our state, the people of our state need to just decide that we're going to value the education that we provide our students enough to make sure that we have the money to appropriately pay teachers for the very, very difficult and very valuable work that they're doing for our students.
Now, Julia says she's told younger people thinking about becoming teachers, maybe you want to think about this again.
There are a certain number of teachers who are just so frustrated that when they hear that there are other people who are thinking about going into education, we give it a second thought. We're like, are you sure?
Jeff, what does that comment tell you about what it's going to be like recruiting teachers in Michigan in the future?
I can tell you that, you know, professionally, it worries me. Emotionally, that makes me very sad. I know teachers that have done that, that have talked to me about that, you know, talking about their own children. And when you're talking to your child about career choices, what we need, what our society needs, is for people to consider and think about the profession of teaching as one of the most honorable professions that you can get involved in. And we need them to understand that if you make that honorable choice, that you will be compensated for that and have a work life that is workable, you know, for the long run. Those are questions that people are asking right now, and it's causing a lot of stress on the system. There is no question.
So despite the pressures, it's interesting when you think that both Julia and Rod, you know, had quite a few pointers about stresses teaching in Michigan, and they have relocated, and they're still teaching. They didn't leave the profession. What does that tell you?
You know, teaching is one of the most exhilarating and satisfying lines of work that you can undertake. You make connections with students. You make connections with their families. You know every day that you're impacting them in positive ways, that you're shaping their future and that you're shaping the future of our world. And it's really important to our society that we value that profession in a way that will draw our best and brightest to it. And I just am hoping that people who are out there listening will still consider education. I believe that, you know, conversations like this are going to help us make the improvements we need to make. And I would love to see as many great people as we can get pursuing teaching as a career. It's just that important.
Jeff Bohl, principal of Lakeview High School in Battle Creek. It's always great talking with you, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Thank you again, Cindy, very much.